Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1244. In the writing, it's shir number 396. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay. Bezras Hashem, we want to start a totally different subject. Not different, sorry. It's in Hilchos Brachos, but a different, totally different area of Hilchos Brachos, moving away from Shinai Malkim, Holchei Drachim. Of course, if questions come up, and Bezras Hashem, they do, we want to go back and cover those questions as we go down the road. But be it as it may, a subject which we've covered a while back, a long time ago, but we want to go a little bit to get, you know, review it and get a little bit more in depth to it, various different other examples. That's the halachas of desserts. In general, desserts are items which are not covered by the hamotzi, by the bread. Now, this is something we spoke about probably over a year ago, so we definitely need a major review, and in the writing, we might have touched it here and there a long, long time ago. But what we're trying to do, Bezras Hashem, is certain categories all at one time, basically, like all of Holchei Drachim. Now we want to do all of the desserts section, you know, items which are not covered by the Hamotzi, and try and, instead of jumping around, trying to get a, you know, a handle on one category and moving on from there. It just makes it a little bit easier, and we could always refer back to, as person has the shir, they could always go back to those various different shiurim and try and look up the question if they do have a question. Okay, but be it as it may. So we said, so we want to start those halachas. Somebody, the question is like this: one wash for bread, and they're eating a meal. So the question is, when do you make a new bracha? When do you not make a new bracha? In other words, you have to make a hamotzi, right? And you have to make hamotzi on the bread, and we'll see, you know, how that works. That's also sometimes an issue. But be it as it may, what exactly is covered during the meal by the hamotzi? What is not covered? If something is not covered during the meal by the hamotzi, then you would have to make a separate bracha on it. So, for example, what kind of examples do we have? We have various different desserts. For example, you could have fruits, person could have nuts, different type of desserts, sometimes cake. Cake is going to be a question. We'll see how that works exactly. And they're basically various different types of foods, which are candies, right, which are totally not inclusive in the meal. And we'll see what the conditions, what the guidelines are for those items. Somebody decides to take a candy in the middle of the meal. I want to eat a piece of chocolate in the middle of the meal. I want to eat a fruit, right? How does that work? What do we do? What part of the meal are you eating it, and what it's, and we'll go through all the various different ins and outs. Bezras Hashem Yisroch. So the lemaisa, the halacha is like this. The halacha is that a hamotzi will cover other foods in the meal only if it's what we call kaveya ikar sudasai al hapas. When you're kaveya ikar sudasai al hapas, what does that mean? What is meant by this is that the eating of bread is the main staple of the meal. In other words, when could we consider the meal, so to say, the bread part of the meal, the main staple of the meal, whereby the hamotzi is going to cover a good chunk of the foods, which we'll see. What conditions does the bread have to have? That's part of it. That is basically the main condition. Okay, so that's question number one. What this means that the bread, the main staple of the meal. How do we look at the bread? So therefore, one does not want to eat assuming that one, let's say one is eating bread and they're eating bread only. I'm washing for bread, but I don't want the bread at all. But why am I? So why are you eating bread? I'm eating the bread, so I won't have to make brachas on the other foods. I'm eating potatoes and chicken and steak. I don't know, whatever. But I don't want to sit and make a bracha on every single food. Yet I'm eating various different types of foods, even foods that would not need a bracha during a regular meal when I wash. So I'm eating bread. Otherwise, I'm not interested in the bread at all. So I'll wash just to eat enough of the shear, which we'll talk about. We'll have to talk about down the road. Also, I'm eating that amount of bread just to cover the other foods. Otherwise, I'm not interested in the bread at all. So that taka becomes a question. So if one does not want to eat the bread at all, but they're eating it, they're eating a little bit of bread only in order that they will not have to make a bracha on the other foods, then it's a very questionable situation if the bracha on the bread will enable that person not to have to make the bracha on the other foods. Taka becomes a question. If one did, so the mice, I didn't realize it. I ate a bread and I ate the shear, which again we'll talk about. I ate the bread. Fine. And I ate it with the intention that I should not have to make extra brachas, not because I want the bread on the you know, I shouldn't have to make brachas on the main staple food. So the answer is over here. I did it like that. I found out afterwards. Something like that. One has to be very careful with. But this is because so there are major poskim who hold that the amoitzi would still be good. There are poskim who say no. So you're running into a problem. You can't just eat bread because therefore I won't have to make other brachas. I mean the bread because I want the bread to be part of my meal, right? But since there are major poskim that hold that a hamotzi is still good enough, even if somebody ate it in that situation, whereby I'm not interested in bread at all, I'm just eating it, so I shouldn't have to make other brachas, there are those who do hold that it's good enough to cover the other foods. They hold that it's good enough to cover the other foods, and even though you ate it with that intent, and therefore one would not be making a bracha on the other foods, even the main staple foods, which we'll see that are usually covered by the bread itself. But it's an important thing to keep in mind. Step number one, when you're eating the bread, a person should wash, they eat the bread, and the bread becomes part of the meal. In other words, I mean the bread because I want to say Birchas Hamazon, I want the bread gives me sustenance and stability, right? The bread is very fulfilling and so on. That's why I mean the bread. Like this, you, according to everybody, you're covered. But once you start eating the bread, I'm not interested in bread at all, and I only want to eat the bread, but dafka, so I don't have to make brachas. So then again, it is a questionable situation, but the evidence, if somebody did it, there are definitely many poskim who would say it's still good enough, and one would not have to make brachas in the middle of the meal. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.